Hello, hello, hello. This is the air castle in the land of make-believe. And all the children everywhere can hear us because we have a magic wire which goes to the radio. Here we are again in the tower room of the air castle, which has so many towers. And through its great windows we see many beautiful things in the land of make-believe and in the land of everyday. While we are waiting for the two little wooden men, Clickety-Clack and Bugler Murphy, and Boppo, the funny little clown, and the little gingerbread man, and Yip, the little wooden dog, and Squeak, the little woolly puppy, Happy Duck, and President Pip, shall we sing the song about the toy land of Jubilee? The little toy people in the air castle like this song very much because it reminds them of the happy times they have when all of the toys get together. Dolly was so jolly at the Toyland Jubilee. He was singing in a sling beneath a pretty candy tree. Froggy band was playing, all the dogs were swaying, happy as could be. Shaggy doggy scared a froggy with the cutest mandolin. Dimple Dotty said, "You naughty, wicked little Rin Tin Tin." He hid in the flowers, stayed asleep for hours while they danced with soldier said, "I'm bolder than a great big polar bear." But a cricket in a thicket chirped and gave him such a scare. Chinese lanterns twinkled, magic green bells tinkled, lovely sight to in the morning, without warning, all the little sunbeams came. Breezes rustled as they hustled homeward to be found the same. Come sometime with me if you'd like to see the toy land of Jubilee. There's another little song we haven't sung for some time about the jungle. If I had an airship, I'd sail away across the ocean blue. There I'd see some wondrous things and tell them all to you. I'd fly to the jungle and I'd land ever so cautiously, even when I think of it, I fancy I can see lions, tigers, with big fiery eyes, monkeys, comical but wise. Perhaps the dancing cannibal Clickety-clack. I guess he wonders what's going on up here in the tower room. All of these jungle sounds. Hello, Clickety Clack. Have you seen President Pip Bugler Murphy or Clickety Clack? Oh, is that possible? Well, perhaps he's very, very busy then. President Pip is in his workshop and will not be disturbed, so we have heard. Oh, I wonder what he could be doing. Hello, Yip. Yeah, Yip, little wooden dog. Oh, he's all excited about something. Is that so? Well, by all means, let's hurry down there. Perhaps we may be able to help him some way. Come on, Clickety Clack and Bugler Murphy. We'll go right down to President Pip's workshop now. Yes, we always must help President Pip if he needs help. That's fine, Clickety Clack. You didn't even fall downstairs at all this time. Even though you hurried, you see, you were very careful and watched every step. President Pip. Oh, President Pip. He says, come in. Come on, Clickety Clack. Come on, come on, Yip. Come on. All right. Well, President Pip.
Shh. Don't make a sound. Don't make a sound. You know, I'm just working on the radio. I heard a message coming over my wireless, and I'm afraid it's from Captain Jinks, and I'm afraid he's in trouble. That's what I'm afraid of.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, President Pip.
Well, just be quiet. Just be quiet. Shh. No, I said be quiet. Please don't make any noise. How can I hear over my super peppermint radio or whatever they call it? Goodness me. Just as I thought. All right. We'll have to go to the rescue. That's the signal he has.
What signal do you mean?
That's right, Bugler Murphy. You know the signal. Goodness me. Oh, poor old Captain Jinx is in distress. All right, we'll have to hurry. That's all there is to it. We have no time to lose.
How will we go, President Pip? Are we going in the aeroplane?
No, we'll have to go faster than that. Come on, we'll all have to get in the travel ray. I'm so glad I invented the travel ray. It'll take us places instantly, if not sooner.
Oh, President Pip, sooner than instantly would be practically instantaneous, wouldn't it?
Hey, it would be... Well, goodness me, it'll be all... Why make me think about that? Come on, get in.
Come on, Clickety-Clack, we're all going together. But where is he, President Pip?
He says he's way out on the jungle island. I don't know... And he said that he can't get back to his boat or anything, that they're holding him captive.
Well, President Pip, we'll certainly have to do the very best we can.
Come on, Story Man. Get in.
Oh, my. We haven't been in the travel ray for some time. A little bit dark in here, President Pip.
I know it. Well, turn on the light. Turn on the light. Just a minute. Here it is. There.
Oh, that's much better, President Pip.
Don't close the door because we're going to get ready to go.
All right.
Are we ready? So just as soon as I turn the button, we're going to be going.
All right. Here we go, then. Are we there already, President Pip?
Well, if it worked the way it's supposed to work, we certainly must be there. Wait till I open the door. All right, I'll open the door.
Oh, President Pip, just see all of these people.
Oh, look, all dark people wearing funny clothes. They must be natives. Goodness me, what do you suppose they're doing? Oh, there's Captain Jinks. Hello, Captain Jinks.
Oh, hurry.
Hurry, he says. Come on, let's go over to where he is. Here, don't try to catch that little wooden man. We're going over to see Captain Jinks. Never mind, we'll get over to him. Oh, Captain Jinks, what's the matter? What are they doing?
Oh, they've tied me here. They've tied me up to this post, and they're going to leave me here because I couldn't fulfill my promise.
Well, what did you promise them? What did you promise them? Tell me what you promised. Quick.
Oh, you're the only one who can save me. I told them I would make this big stretch of sand here around the king's palace blossom with roses.
Oh.
And I planted some of the best rose bushes, and they won't grow. Now they're going to keep me tied to this post until they grow. You're the only one, Aloysius, who can help me.
Oh, that so? Well, 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 well. Thanks to the magic ring, I will be very happy to help you. All right, clear away there, people.
I'm afraid they can't understand you.
Oh, Captain Jinx, I'm very sorry to see you in such a predicament. President Pip, do you think you can really make it work?
Well, my magic ring never failed me yet. All right. One for the money and two for the show, three to make ready and four to go.
Just see a beautiful garden of roses and birds of all kinds. Oh, Chief, what do you think of this?
Oh, good. Now you go.
Ah, you see, he's going to let you go. See, the people are so excited about all these beautiful roses, they don't know what to do.
And you've given them good measure with all these beautiful birds to sing, too.
Oh, well, you better come right back with us. Let's hurry up and hold hands and get out of here. Come on in the travel ray. Come on. Come on. Ready to go?
Oh, my. That magic ring of yours is wonderful, President Aloysius.
I'm certainly glad you sent that SOS in time, and I got it all right. How did you ever happen to land there?
Well, I just went ashore for some fresh water, and they took me captive, and I thought I could make the roses bloom, but they wouldn't grow. You've saved me, Aloysius.
Don't mention it.
I'll have to be going, President Pip. Goodbye, children. Be good, and you'll be happy.